on Breakfast with Fosse, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Probably got a little over the top with the introduction there, but Michelle Bishop, good morning to you.
Good morning. Well, it got me excited for a Monday morning.
It is. Kenno Tyre, making your job easy. Talk to someone who has taken the Ken Oath today, as you have done now, Michelle. And can I say, now, little birdie tells me that when Sweet Caroline came on at the Everest the other day, you were belting it out like no one's business.
Wow.
True?
Not just me. I was standing next to Ray Thomas from the Daily Telegraph, and we just got completely carried away. It was unbelievable. Look, Fossey, the atmosphere on Saturday, 10,000 people felt like 50,000 people. The colour, the excitement, women talking about getting out of their active wear and putting on heels, and, you know, it's usually a bit of a drama to, you know, do your hair and makeup. You think, oh, gosh, what a task. But they were actually excited about it. I can report, we mentioned about the fashion on Friday, that all men wore socks with shoes. Well, mostly. Anyone in the members, they all did exactly what they were told to do. But I was surprised at some of the ladies. There was that cutout fashion that that the ATC said would be barred. Well, that was not in the members. It was barred. But, yeah, gee, what a wonderful day. And that you couldn't have asked for a better race, a tight finish. And just so that you know, I'm not sure whether you've checked your ticket out or not, but Trekking ran sixth, and I did worse because Geetry was seventh. So you beat me there.
Yes, no. And it was paying $35. Here I was. I'd already bought a boat. But anyway, not to be William Shatner. He got the space. Trekking doesn't win the Everest. We'll have Brett Devine, the General Manager of Communications at the ATC, on the program between 7 and 7.30 this morning. But it is great news. Can I just ask, look, you know, there could be someone sitting in a cell in Silverwater today, and, you know, bloke there says, mate, what are you in for? He says, well, you know, robbed a shop. And the other bloke, what are you in for? I didn't wear socks with my shoes at the races. I mean, were there people actually going around checking to see if they were wearing socks?
Absolutely not. And that was what the brilliant thing was about the day. A lot of police and a huge number of police officers roaming around just checking bits and pieces, but in a really delightful way. And look, everyone, I think it was just the attitude of Sydney was just amazing. Everyone was willing to bend and do whatever they had to do to make the day, you know, as brilliant as what it was. So full credit to Racing New South Wales and the ATC. It was just, the timing was just, look, I was standing there in the front of the stands with Ray Thomas, as I said, looking up going, we've been here before. We were here on the day that Winx, obviously farewelled racing. It had a similar feel, just that the obviously the stands weren't half as full, you know, there weren't anywhere near as many people, but just the excitement and the level of, like, that freedom, get out, go party and enjoy, it was special. It was really nice. And as you say, we did sing Sweet Caroline.
It just, that's right, yes.
Couldn't get it out of our head for the rest of the night.
it is fantastic when everyone buys into it. I mean, I've been in my broadcasting career, caught a British and Irish Lions rugby union test against the Wallabies, and when they sing Sweet Caroline, man, it is something. It is incredible. Now, Craig Bellamy, he says, hands off my players. Now, that's fine. And that's all by the rule book, 100% with you, Craig. Is Craig in the real world, though?
Absolutely not. But look, this was only a matter of time. He had to come out and say something, and he has spoken for the first time. It is fairly well documented now that the likes of Cam Munster, Harry Grant, Christian Welsh, they're all on the radar of Brisbane's 17th team, the Dolphins. And even I was reading on the weekend that their recruitment manager might get a tap on the shoulder from Wayne Bennett as well, because he obviously does such an awesome job. But Bellamy's approach to this has been, I guess it's a bit of a sensible one, and you always expect that from Bellamy. He's hoping that the club's culture and sustained success will work in his favour rather than players chase money. No. Probably won't work
like
that.
I mean, every club could come out with the same statement, because we rugby league thrives on rumours and players linked with such, and we have no barriers come November 1, and you've got a whole new club looking to sign every single player. It's going to be a news story for a year.
If I was a player and not mentioned, I'd be dirty. But just on that, Fossey, the lifestyle, I really, honestly, and I truly believe this, the lifestyle that those boys have lived in, I'm only lived it. The beaches, the warm weather, you know, obviously cheaper house prices, all those things. I mean, I've even looked at it for ourselves, thinking this is great. You know, kind of a little bit in holiday, relaxed mode type thing. It was a different competition. But I think all of those things will work against, you know, clubs at the the moment because they're fresh off the back of that kind of, you know, that holiday feel and, yep, let's think about our future and this would be good for the kids and this would be a fresh start type thing. So I honestly do believe that that could play a part in many of those players' minds when they make these decisions. Obviously, you know, money is a huge factor. But Bellamy was really adamant about, you know, when he started his career, coaching career and that and working with the Raiders and having to set up a side, he had that the 13-man import rule that existed. So that was sort of difficult for him and they had to go bush. Well, I mean, the Dolphins, they're not in that position. They can start picking and choosing. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how all of this plays out. But I'm sure we've seen Bennett, and he normally gets his way, and I'm sure he'll have a very strong lineup. But as you say, we'll be hearing players linked for the next, you know, 12 months. Stories all the time. On a quiet news day, we'll just pull up another one.
That's it. And the quote: family reasons. Want to go back to Queensland? Want to go home? Family reasons. That will get a run. There's a lot of ex-Queenslanders playing at clubs like Melbourne, but others as well. Even if they've got a contract, they say, family reasons.
I will say also with the Melbourne Storm, just quickly, that they obviously always preempt everything. And they have extended their deal with their feeder club up there, the Sunshine Coast Falcons, until the end of 2024, which was, I guess it was a given, but, you know, obviously to be able to tap into the local talent there as well, or continue to.
Now, just one other one. Investigations into women's football could get underway as soon as this week. Will it be... Yeah, what's our expectation here? I mean, are we actually going to get result, conclusion, action?
Look, I'm not sure. I can't give you an answer on that one. But what I do think is this is going to sort of interrupt. It's come at a really bad time. There'll be so much hype in and around this, and this is the allegations of misconduct into women's football. They certainly aren't going anywhere. I was really surprised. It was, for me, in the sporting arena right across the weekend. I went to three separate functions on the weekend, and they're all talking about it. Now, the Federal Minister for Sport, Richard Colbeck, he's on this mission. He wants to get to the bottom of it, and he says he has the full confidence in the Sport Integrity Australia's investigation. And look, this, as you say earlier, this could be up and running as early as this week. I do feel like they need to get something started because it's just getting louder and louder. Obviously, Lisa Devanna, she's one of the players who's spoken out. She's claimed she was sexually harassed, bullied and ostracised during her 20-year career. There's all sorts of claims. And from a number of females, ex-players, it's something that they just can't ignore. And this SIA investigation, they've got a lot broader powers, which could be a little bit concerning because that maybe could even tap into the men's game. So any hint of any harassment, bullying, intimidation, discrimination, straight to the spotlight. But I'm sort of a little bit nervous. As I said, I just don't think this is going to go away anytime soon. It's just getting louder and louder.
Yeah, and what a time. And with the Matildas playing as well, which is meant to be a bit of a, you know, post-lockdown celebration as well. You've got this hanging overhead. Next hour, we'll talk about Raelene Boyle wanting the IOC to rethink the situation with medals for athletes who were cheated during the 70s and 80s. But, Michelle, you've made a flying start to the day. Consider yourself Ken Oathed. You have taken the Ken Oath.
I'm Ken Oathed and locked in, and I'll talk to you at 7:30.